Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dreamcast. Today's episode is about this question. Do I really like them, or am I just lonely? By request. And I think that this is a question that many, if not all of us, have had at some point in our lives. I know I have. Years ago, maybe, because I don't really get lonely now. Honestly, I've never really been that lonely because I am and really enjoy my solitude. But I have asked questions similar, like, do I really like them, or maybe they're just really attractive? I don't know. Anyways, so let's get into it. Signs or indicators of a strong attraction. We're going to talk about that first so that we know what it feels like, what it looks like when we are really, really attracted to someone, really, really like them, the things that we would look for. So here's some questions that we can ask ourselves. Is this person on my mind a lot, even when we're not together? You're just out in the store, walking around. I wonder how he's doing. I wonder what he did today. Those kind of little things, you know, can signify that we have a strong attraction. Am I really interested in learning more about this person? I really want to know what his family situation was like growing up. I really want to learn about her hometown. I really want to hear about what interests him, what excites him. These kind of questions, or an interest in being interested about another person, indicates strong attraction. Because why would we not be interested in what we're interested in, you know? And to learn about our interest, find out about what makes them tick, those things would excite us. Next thing, are we excited and looking forward to introducing them to people we know? Oh my gosh, I can't wait for my mom to meet them. She's going to love them. I can't wait for my best friend, blah, 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 to meet her. They're going to love her. I think that they'll really get along. When we are excited about something, or someone rather, or something too, we want to share that with other people. So it gets hard to kind of keep it to ourselves, and we want to share that happiness, that excitement with the people that we care about. So that's another sign. When other people don't catch your interest the same, that is another sign. I think that's a big sign, because when we're just kind of maybe looking for someone, or kind of not really that interested, other people really can still catch our interest. But for me, I know when I'm really interested, it's hard for me to get really interested in someone else. And then, are we excited to see them? Oh my gosh, I can't wait to see them later. I can't wait to give them a big hug. I can't wait to talk to them. I love getting their texts. All these little things show that we really have a strong like. Doesn't really seem that we'd be trying to fill a void in those cases. Now, if these things don't really apply, you could be just using them to fill a void. Now, if you feel like I might be just filling a void and you're unsure, take some time to sort it out. It's okay to take some time. It's better to do that than be with someone filling a void and they don't know it, and you know, things don't end well. So take some time to reflect on the attraction and how you feel when they're not around you. If you're concerned about letting them know this and worried about hurting their feelings or whatever, you can just say, you know, I want to slow things down a little bit. I just need some time to myself, maybe a weekend, a few days to myself, just to kind of, you know, spend some time with me, and just, you know, so that they don't feel that you're trying to just like ghost them or whatever, but you just want to spend some time with your own self. And during that time, You really use it to evaluate how you feel about them. Identify what it is that you like about this person. If you need to, make a list. Some people need to see it written out, so maybe do that. Just write a list. I like this. I like the way they do this. Describe their personality, and be honest with yourself. Really think about what it is you like about them. If you start to become overwhelmed with dislikes, that's definitely a sign that it's probably not and it might be just being lonely. Think about the traits that you desire in someone and if they fit those things. Maybe it's even traits that you didn't know that you liked, that you really like, wow, I really like that they do this, and I didn't really know I liked that. And ask yourself some questions like, is it just that they're available when I call them and want to do things? Am I just attracted to their physical appearance? There's nothing wrong with being attracted to someone's physical appearance. But if that is really just the only thing that you're attracted to, and it's not really much about their personality that attracts you, then that wouldn't be too strong of a like. Ask yourself if the things they're providing you with are really special to you and different from what you can get from others. That's a big thing, because we can get a lot of different things from different people. But if that one person is giving us something that's really, really special to us, and it really stands out from either other relationships we've been in, certain personality traits that we've encountered, and we really like what the difference that they bring to the table, that's a good sign. Again, if when we are doing this evaluation and we're thinking or noticing that they're just around whenever we call them to do things that we want to do, you could definitely just be filling a void. Like if, say, one week you want to go to the movies and other people can't go and you know that they're going to be free and you're like, you want to go. It's not really that you really want to be with them. It's just that they're around to do these activities. But if it is them that you want to do these things with, and sometimes it's not even that you really need to do something special, but you just really like being around them, they make you happy, you feel good around them, feel positive, and you really want to do things with that particular person, that makes all the difference. When we are spending time solo, and either evaluating our attraction, or just when we're not in any kind of relationship, it's good to just spend some time with other people. Maybe join a class, do something that interests you. Do the things that you would do with this other person on your own. If you don't miss them or wish they could join you in these activities, good chance you might just be lonely. Like, if there's someone I'm caring about, really want to be with, and I'm out doing an activity, I'm like, oh, I wish they were here to do this with me. I think they would love this. I can't wait to do this with them. That's a good sign. If you're just enjoying it by yourself and you don't have any thought at all of bringing them along another time or telling them about it and wanting to share this with them, then might just not be that interested. Some things that we want to make sure of for our own selves is that we have outside hobbies. You know, we're pursuing our passions so that we are satisfied in life. When you're doing these things and you feel satisfied in life, you might realize that you don't really like that person as much as you thought, or you don't really need anyone at that point. It's important that we have goals that we're setting, because when we're unfulfilled in life, you might just be looking for someone to take up your time, to just kind of make time move, but not really using it for quality things. when we are setting goals, thinking about our time and things we want to accomplish now and in the future, if we start to see this person in our mind's eye when we're setting these goals and imagining what our future life is, we start to see them, then that's a good sign that they're not just filling a void, that we really want to be involved with them and have them be a part of our lives. If you just don't see that, that could be a sign that you're filling a void. Nothing I say is concrete. Nothing I say, just as a disclaimer, is 100% applying to every single person that listens. But these are just some general things that I've researched and thought about as it applies to myself and other people I've spoken with. And I'm just sharing it as something I thought would benefit. So, just so you know. And then back to what we're talking about. So it's important that we take our time when we're getting to know someone. If we get really physical early, we could just be using those physical interactions to cover up other things, maybe unresolved problems, maybe things that happened prior and or different relationships or just rebound or loneliness, or we just want just strictly physical. That's generally a sign that we're not that interested in the person, because generally healthy relationships progress at a moderate pace where affection is a gradual thing. It's not usually something people jump right into and then the getting to know each other comes after. Not that that can't happen, but generally we're progressing. Like, you may start interacting more in person, you start making more phone calls, you start hanging out more, you're just holding hands more. All these things are like a natural progression. It's not usually where you jump right into something physical. Usually you're not in love with a person after like a week of knowing them, because generally that's not something that happens when it's a strong connection and attraction. Attraction, when I say attraction, I'm not just talking about physical, of course, I'm talking about the whole being. Usually it takes time for love to develop, and it's not something that usually can happen in a week or so. But if you find yourself, oh, I'm in love with them after a week, that's something you just want to probably just evaluate and make sure that you know that that is truly what you feel. But again, love usually takes time. It's spending time with them, seeing how they handle situations, seeing how they handle disagreements, how they maneuver in life, their goal, all these different things are part of that. While we are not with someone, we want to just enjoy being single. Spend your time building your self-esteem, involving yourself in things that are good self-care methods. You don't want to be wrapped up in confidence that you've only gained from what someone else gave you. Obviously, when we're interacting with someone that really likes us, they're going to say things that build up our confidence. Oh, you look beautiful today. You look handsome today. I really liked your outfit you wore. I really like how you do whatever it is they do. So our esteem is naturally built in a relationship, in a good relationship, because they're saying positive things about us. But what are we saying to ourselves? Are we being positive with our own selves, giving us ourselves good positive self-talk, so that when we are built up within ourselves, then we can add to another person. We want to be good for ourselves so that we are better for another. Because also, we have to bring something to the table too. It's not just what they can give us, but we want to be strong, healthy people that can add to someone else's life and not be something that tears down or drains. And we want to be aware of the positive aspects of ourselves that we hold outside of what we give in a relationship. Yes, we might be wonderful in a relationship, affectionate and a good conversationalist and someone that creates activities to do or whatever it is. But what about solo? Are we good at our own things that build ourselves up? Maybe good at your self-care. Maybe you're good at meditation. Maybe you're a good gardener, whatever it is. But good within, so you can be better without. And so those are some of the things that I've read about and wanted to share with you all. And I hope that at the end of this, you can really, if you're in a situation like that or have been or will be, you can really decipher even better if you really do like them or if you're just lonely. And if you are, take care of yourself. Do what you need to do to fill your void within. Do things that make you happy and make you feel at peace so that when you do meet someone, you have a better idea of yourself so that you can have a better idea of them. Thank you for listening to this episode of Dreamcast. I hope everyone has a wonderful, positive, energy-filled day.